Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your weekly spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing? I know you are doing so good. Fine. Okay. You're handling your business, and you're taking everyone around you to the highest level. Why? Because you are quite special. You make God look great, and in all the things that you do, you utilize the principles of Jesus Christ, and you are very loving and giving. And I want to give you a round of applause. Yay! You are just phenomenal. So continue doing the things that you're doing. Well, people, I hope that the last couple of days have been incredible for you and that you had an awesome 4th of July for those of you who live in America and celebrate that 4th of July. And in general, I hope that you celebrate our greatest freedom that we all have globally, which is the ability to love and have a deep and personal relationship with Jesus Christ and with God, and to come to them freely, openly, and lovingly. That's so special. Well, as you know, the month of July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are celebrating this month in a major way. We are having people come from different walks of life and different stations in life to speak to us about mental health awareness. And we will be having on our show today a very special guest star. Motivational speaker Deborah Crawford will be coming on the air to talk to us about mental health and being aware of depression. While we wait for that call, I just want to continue to let you know that it's okay to have mental illness and be a Christian. You know, that's kind of a taboo topic. You know, a lot of people in the Christian community say if you have a mental illness, you're possessed by demons, or there's something wrong with you, or that there's an evil spirit on you, and that you can be exercised out, and that you're not one with God if you're and you're demon possessed if you have a mental illness. And it's a lot of taboo to even express a mental illness in the Christian community. And that's why I took it upon myself to dedicate this month to raise awareness in conjunction with the Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, that it's okay if you have mental illness. Mental illness is just like any other disease or condition. It's treatable. It's not that you're demon-possessed or there's something wrong with you, or that God doesn't love you, or that there's something that needs to be exercised out of you. No, it's that this is something that's treatable, and it's a condition that is a neurological disorder of the brain. It's a chemical imbalance, and it's something that happens to millions of people in the globe, and that it's treatable with medicine and with therapy and with support of family, friends, and loved ones. And this is not the time, fellow Christians, to ostracize people in the community who have this disease. No, this is the time to support people who have the condition. So if you are living with mental illness, then we definitely want you to know that you're not by yourself. I indeed have this illness and living with it. So, okay. So let me just check the line. Hold on 1 second. Let me call right back in. We're having technical difficulty. Okay, so sorry about that. I was checking the lines. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty today. As you could hear in the beginning of the show with the music, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. But like I was saying, I suffer with a mental illness, and I have been since 1997 with the illness of bipolar disorder. And you've seen I've done several shows where I've talked to you about the condition, and I'm successfully managing it now with medicine and with therapy and with a psychiatrist and an intensive case manager, and this is helping deal with the situation. So if you have a mental illness, you can cope with the disease as well by getting medications, to treat it, by exercising, by going to a doctor, going to therapy. These are all things that you can do for success. Okay, like I said, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty today, and our double crosser was on the line earlier, but I had to get off the line because of an issue with the switchboard. But if you give me 1 second, let me just see what's going on. Hold on a second. While I'm looking to call her, I hope that you are doing good if you are living with a mental illness. And today, Deborah is going to share with us the fact that she has successfully dealt with depression and is living with that condition. Okay, so we will have Deborah Crawford on the line. Hold on a second. Yes, can you? I can hear you. Are you on the line? You're not appearing on the switchboard, so I'm going to hook you up through my phone. Okay, hold on. Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, so Deborah Crawford, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lady Charmaine. I'm always excited about sharing airtime with you. You are just one of my favorite people of all times, and I deem it a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. It's a pleasure being on board with you. Deborah, thank you so much for coming and talking about a very critical issue, mental illness.
Well, you know, it's important that we deal with those issues that are reality. I heard you say earlier how Christians deem you possessed by demons if you are mentally have some form of mental illness, but that is not true. Mental illness is a chemical imbalance within the brain, and it can be dealt with effectively provided we are willing to acknowledge that something is wrong and then seek help for whatever is happening to us. Back in 2002, I began to suffer, and I would suspect that it began even before then, but it was 2002 when I realized something was wrong, and I'll tell you how I realized it. I was sitting at my computer one day, and there was an article I had written for a magazine entitled Good Health Begins with a Good State of Mind. And I was sitting there, and I'm looking at this article, and I took it down off the wall and began to read it. And as I read the signs and symptoms that one must look out for, of, I had every last symptom that was listed.
For depression?
I'm like, excuse me?
For depression?
Yes, for depression. To be defined as clinically depressed, there only two of these were required. I had all 11 signs and symptoms.
Mm.
And so I knew that I better get some help. I had to do something. And, you know, I just began to deal with it. I started backing off from people. I started, you know, just spending time alone. And, you know, in the beginning, sometimes we try and deal with it on our own. And after I left my job, after 21 years, I didn't have health coverage. And so, you know, it was very difficult to deal with this on a professional level without health care. And so I really got to see, you know, some of the dynamics that come into play when people need good mental health services. And, you know, I eventually did get health care and then began to pursue dealing with the depression. And in 2006, I moved out of New York with my family. We now live in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. I live at the top of a mountain. It's peaceful. It's serene. It's beautiful. I mean, you know, it was nothing to wake up in the morning and see deer out on the front lawn, and there's a bear, a mother bear and her cubs up here who were wreaking havoc with everything. But, you know, it's a different environment. We have to be willing to do whatever is required to regain our equilibrium. Because, once again, like Lady Charmaine and I said, mental illness is all about a chemical imbalance within the mind. And when we are willing to, you know, seek help and get the medications that we need to create that balance, we need to feel good, to come up out of that hole that depression puts us into, then we're really empowering ourselves to emerge victorious from this situation. You know, denial is a death sentence. Not only with mental illness, but across the board in life, we have to face our challenges. We have to acknowledge what we need to do. And then we have to become proactive in getting the help we know we need. Avoidance and denial only makes mental illness worse.
Now, those are some good points. A lot of times people say, that's not my reality. First of all, it's a lot of shame surrounding mental illness. It's one of the last taboo topics in life where it's a stigma if you have a mental illness. People call you crazy, and that's an insult. And so people don't want to acknowledge that there's something mentally wrong with them. And so when you say denial and not coming to grips with it, that is such a key component. You have to come to grips with it, right?
Yeah, you absolutely do. And, you know, I, as an author and an inspirational speaker and a spiritual coach, you know, I have to not just talk the talk. I have to be willing to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm telling others to take charge of their lives, to become empowered, be the empowered person God created us to be, then I can't walk around doing something that's contrary to what I'm telling other people to do. And, you know, it took a few years, I have to say, because at one point I had begun to create a life that was just not real. It was not reality because it was easier, and it took me out of where I was and into a place that was I felt was a whole lot better. But, you know, if we're here on earth, we got to be fully here. You know, to have our mind somewhere else and our bodies here, that's a form of existing. That's not living. So we have to create balance between our emotional, spiritual, and physical selves so that we can enjoy this life that God has blessed us with. Because it's no fun sitting in a corner. My mother was mentally ill, and she spent most of her time, I believe she got became mentally ill, or the symptoms, the signs began to show when I was about 2 years old. And by the time I was four, she had been she had been hospitalized in a mental institution, and from that point on until I was 15 years old, she was in and out of mental institutions, more in than out. And when she'd come home, and they would allow her to come home like every other week for a weekend visit, she would sit in the corner, smoke cigarettes, drink tea, and talk to her voices. She wasn't even there. Her physical presence was there, but on a spiritual and an emotional, mental level, she wasn't there. And so, you know, I remember saying to myself, oh, God, I don't want that to happen to me. I never want that to happen to me. And that was something I lived with, the fact that mental illness is a part of my family's health history. It's important, you know, and if you say, oh, well, that could never happen to me, yes, it can. I don't care how strong or how got it going on you are. Everybody has a breaking point. And if you allow yourself to get to that point, then, yes, mental illness can become a part of your reality. But if you're willing to recognize that something is going on that is not normal with you, then you can get the help. Early intervention, I don't care whether it's mental illness, cancer, whatever. All the things that we spend so much time and so much money on dealing with later, after the fact, it can be resolved early and effectively if we're willing to acknowledge that there's something wrong again, and also become proactive in our own mental health care process. At the moment, I take a depression medication every day, only once a day, and I also see my therapist every 2 to 3 months. Right now, I'm stabilized, and I intend to continue to be stabilized. I'm feeling joy down in my soul that's radiating from my soul and illuminating out into the world, and I feel good. I live peacefully, I live simply, and I live happily these days. Why? Because I took charge, and I did what needed to be done for myself when it came to getting my mental health back on track.
Now, to help those who are trying to get on track with depression, you said that you had a list of 11 things that are telltale signs that if you are suffering with these signs, then you probably are clinically depressed. Do you have that with you?
I most certainly do. This conversation could not be complete without providing the signs and symptoms that people need to be aware of. And they are, one, difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions. Two, decreased energy, chronic fatigue, and or lack of interest in activities that both promote and support the quality of life conducive to your lifestyle. Three, persistent crying. Four, unintentional change in eating habits, loss of appetite, overeating, loss of weight. All of these are factors. And five, loss of interest or pleasure in previously enjoyed activities, including sex. Six, persistent sadness, anxiety, or feelings of emptiness. Seven, recurring aches and pains that don't respond to treatment. Eight, sleep problems, insomnia, oversleeping, waking up constantly during the night. And nine, I've incorporated 10 and 11 into what I've already provided. But nine, recurring thoughts of death or suicide, developing a suicide plan or attempt.
Mm.
So these are the signs and symptoms that people really need to be mindful of. And if you have a mental health family issue, then you need to be really even more alert to these symptoms because it could happen more naturally to you.
Right, because what a lot of people are not aware of is that mental illness has a genetic component. It tends to run in families. If your mother had it, then it may happen to you. Like in my family, my mother has mental illness. She has bipolar disorder. I have bipolar disorder. So, and a lot of people, the girls in my family are suffering with mental illness as well throughout on my mother's side. So there's a lot of issues with mental illness that runs in families. And, you know, there's no shame in the game. Like one thing that I like that Deborah said that I'm saying is it's time to let go of the ghost of shame, of not dealing, of denial, and to say, okay, I have a problem and deal with it. If you have one of these signs and symptoms that Deborah has just shared with us, and that was such a thorough and exhaustive list that was very, very enlightening. I mean, come on, if you have these issues, then go seek help. There's nothing wrong with getting help.
That's right, and we want to be able to enjoy the lives that we have, that we've been blessed with. You know, these days I tell people I am blessed beyond belief. Those are my favorite words because I could have fallen victim and be sitting in the corner right now. And, you know, I don't smoke, so I don't know what I'd be doing, but I could be sitting and so detached from life itself that I wouldn't even be aware of what's going on around me like my mother did. You know, and my youngest sister, she's also bipolar. And, you know, it does run in your family. And you know, often when we have these family health issues, people want to believe that it won't happen to you. Again, yes, it can. And it will if you put yourself in a position where you become mentally drained, overtaxed, you know, experience too many disappointments in life, which generally with disappointments, a certain amount of depression comes along with that. So, you know, there's just, we have to de-stress, and we have to recognize what's best for us, and then we are the people who are responsible for developing a life plan for ourselves that works for us rather than against us.
And, you know, what you said was so vital, stress. Stress is nobody's friend, but especially if you have mental illness, it is not your friend. You know, these jobs that we are working in got us running around like chickens with our heads cut off. And seriously, you know, nothing is worth your peace of mind. Nothing is worth your health. And when you are feeling yourself stressed to the point when you can't think straight and you start suffering these things that Deborah talked about, you know you're depressed.
Uh-huh.
And another factor that Deborah said that is so true is that there's a lot of things that naturally cause stress, like divorce. When I went to divorce, I was depressed and stressed the hell out. When I lost one of my jobs, okay, that brings on stress. When your home gets foreclosed, when you're going through eviction, that's stress, okay? When you break up with your boyfriend that you were so in love with, or your girlfriend that you were so in love with, that brings on stress and depression.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And the longer your depression lasts, the more likely you're not going to come out of it unless you seek help.
And there is nothing wrong with going and getting yourself some therapy. Let me tell you something. Sometimes the people in your circle, they got a lot of opinions. You know, it's just like a butt. Everybody got a butt and everybody got an opinion. And,
right,
you know, it's kind of hard when you want to tell your sister girlfriend about your breakup, but then she's like, see, I told you so, right?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You know,
there's always someone out there who's ready to poop on you if you let them. you know. So, I mean, it's important that I have a saying that I am very fond of, and it goes like this. The only perception of me that matters is the perception I have of myself. Everybody has perceptions of us, you know, and their perceptions may be right, they may be wrong, they may be whatever, but that's their perception. We do not have to take on other people's perceptions of us. We just need to be the best us that we can be, and stay away from people who do not support your wellness, your mental wellness, your physical wellness, because that's another form of stress. Women who are in abusive relationships, who are being emotionally abused, physically abused, that's stress. And if you don't have a family history of mental illness, that can bring it on.
That's the truth. And see, so when you seek a therapist, you know, they're outside of the circle. They're an objective third party that can listen to you and say, you know what, let me hold up a mirror, and this is what I heard you say, and give you some
right.
counsel and advice that, you know what, gives you those aha moments and those breakthroughs and, you know, help make you feel better and take you to a higher level. And that's what you really need.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we also need tools that enable us to positively affirm ourselves on a daily basis. And in my book, Sister Power, there's one, I think it's the fifth chapter, is all about affirming yourself. You have to know that you're wonderful. You have to know that you're beautiful. You have to know that you're intelligent. You have to know that you have value. There's so much that we need to know and reinforce within our psyche so that we can repel some of the negative energy that we come in contact with on a daily basis.
Amen. Now, unfortunately, everybody, as you know, when we have a juicy topic like this, we don't leave you hanging because the show is coming to an end. This is a two-part series. Our beautiful life coach, motivational speaker, and published author, Deborah Crawford, will be joining us next week to continue talking about depression and things that you can do to get well and stay well like she is. And so, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a blessing having you on the show.
Lady Charmaine, it was my pleasure, as I said before, and I will be back with you next week, and we're just going to dig deeper into the topic of mental health, mental wellness, period.
Amen. Now, in the meantime, you've raised a lot of issues. Hold on. There are a lot of people that could probably relate to you that want to get in touch with you. What's the best way to get in touch with you in the meantime?
I recommend that people get in. I'm on Facebook, that people send me a friend request. And if you have any questions, I'll be more interface with you and answer your questions and even provide you with that little extra motivation you need to deal with the topic and become healthy and happy just the way you're supposed to. And that's www.facebook.com/Deborah Cofer, DeborahCofer.
Okay. Deborah. Oh, you can hear my countdown. Sorry, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
We definitely are out of time. So, everyone, thank you for listening. This was something that's very important that you should know, because you are very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk, featuring Lady Charmaine Day with guest star Deborah Crawford, was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on Lady Charmaine Day, go to www.LadyCharmaineDay.com. That's LadyCharmaineDay.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, and join my Facebook fan page.
Also, if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on the website. This ministry thanks you for your continued contribution, your support, and thinks that you are very special. You know what? You are blessed, highly favored, and tune in next week for the continuance of this show. Remember, God loves you. Goodbye.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make yourself feel better.